Doug Adler of Raymond James of East Lansing. Doug, how are you?
Hey, good, Tony. Good morning.
When I saw on Fox News how the market had rebounded after a slow period early in the day, and it was rebounding and starting to spike in an upward trend because the rumor got out that China was going to start buying some of Italy's debt. I wondered how long it was going to take China to start buying other debt since they own so much of the United States. What do you know about this?
Really something to see. I mean, it was a rally from down about 150 points, Tony, on the Dow to just this vacuum, 200 points in about 20 minutes. They're always fun when they go in that direction, which is up, and that was the rumor. Was not substantiated overnight. We've been whippy this morning, and as we sit right now, looks like we're going to open down about 75 points on the Dow.
All right. Is there any fact that China is looking to buy this debt, or is it still rumor?
Still rumor. Although if you're China, certainly they're trying to make inroads, globally with their, let's call it their fiscal support. So I wouldn't be surprised if something like that came to pass. At the end of the day, though, it's going to come down likely to France and Germany are really going to be the deciding factors. And, this all goes really back to Greece, Italy, Portugal, Spain to some degree. And the concern out there is just simply, have they spent too much? They can't afford to make good on their debts. And to the extent that that is a problem, that affects European banks and perhaps through extrapolation, U.S. banks. And everyone's worried about, I say everyone, market participants are worried about the domino effect like we saw in 2008 when Lehman Brothers went down.
Beyond China, who else has a substantial amount of our debt?
China is one of the biggest. The Germans, the Europeans broadly, the Japanese are big holders of U.S. debt.
Do you know, Doug, how that works? What do you go? You send a liaison over there and say, look, we need some cash and we'll give you this much back if you loan it to us. How does that work?
It wouldn't really work like that. You would definitely, Tony, I think, negotiate behind the scenes if it was something like what we're talking now, which essentially would be some kind of bailout. The interest rate, though, is going to be set by the market. So what would happen is you'd likely see these central banks come out and issue debt. That would be at some market rate where not only would the Chinese be involved as a buyer, but, participants like you and I, if we were inclined to be, could be buyers as well. So the market would set the rate. I tell you, though, the one thing that you have to ask yourself, there has been a lot, I mean, trillions globally, Tony, injections into the system to try to prop it up. I wonder if at some point we ought to sit back and just say, hey, we're going to have to let things cleanse themselves on their own. I mean, the housing issue is the housing issue. That hasn't gotten better, and it's not going to because it's just a supply and demand thing. I mean, we've got so many issues like that. You spend too much, governments, and ultimately you get to the point where you're broke. And that's where we sit. Somewhere here, you can't keep bailing out the bad hands. That's just my opinion, but I'm wondering if that might not be a better direction for the decision makers to go.
Doug, do we owe debt? Do we own debt on anyone?
Oh, sure, we own lots of debt. one of the things that's a long kind of process, but one of the things that's happened over the years, we hear people say a lot that the U.S. is the world's reserve currency. And what that means really is that the dollar, the U.S. dollar, is the trusted place to go. One of the things that's happened over the years is the U.K., the Germans, the French, the Spanish, the Italians, I mean, all these folks have bought U.S. dollars. Their central banks hold those dollars. And the reason they do, Tony, is they want to give global investors confidence that their bonds are backed by something good. And ultimately, in reserve, they have U.S. dollars to back those bonds. Well, what if they ever start to sell those U.S. dollars? I mean, that's one of the concerns out there with all this debt. Countries may get desperate. And if they have to get desperate, they have to sell. Well, if you have more sellers than buyers of the U.S. dollar, the value of the dollar is going to go down. So there are so many things right now that are kind of twisting and turning. It's messy.
Doug, from your perspective, what does it mean, the Bank of America announcing so many of those layoffs? As a matter of fact, my wife worked for them a few years ago. But still, the numbers that the thousands of people they've announced, that's stunning.
Yeah, 30,000 jobs is the target. Yeah, it is stunning. You know, we're in a situation where we're just muddling through. I mean, the economy really globally, you know, maybe excluding Asia, is just kind of muddling through, where we have this 1-2% growth, pretty modest expansion. And because we're not getting some upward momentum, you're starting to see companies come back and say, you know, we can't grow the business. Particularly the banks are having an awful time. It's not only the housing market, but the government has been forcing the banks. You know, on the one hand, you hear Uncle Sam tell the banks, you have to lend, you have to lend, you have to lend. At the other side, the regulators walk in the door and they say, you know what, you're too big, or you have too much exposure, your capital ratios aren't good, et cetera. You need to shrink. Well, the only way you shrink is you actually sell loans, not create new loans. So we've got this conflict going on, and because the economy, through its own inertia, is not creating this demand for end loans, the banks are looking up and they're saying, you know what, we've got too much cost, and they're letting folks go. I mean, the answer to all this stuff, or at least the big answer, is we've got to grow the economy. We've got to figure out how to grow the economy faster. And, you know, the president came out last week and spoke to that, but yesterday we learned that, you know, how does he want to pay for the new spending? Through tax increases. Well, if you think about that, what are you really doing? You're spending on the one hand, but you're, you know, bringing it in on the other hand. It's kind of a net neutral.
So from your perspective, before we let you go, Doug, what's the key? What can be done to grow the economy and create jobs?
You know, it's like water. You know, if you've ever had a leak in your home, water is just going to find a place to go, and ultimately it's going to go to the lowest level. And I think that's kind of where the economy is at. We've just got to let this thing, this is, you know, my opinion. I think we've tried the Keynesian policies, which, you know, are government interjection, and we needed it. There's no question about it. But we're at the point now where the patient probably, you know, is off the stretcher, and now it's time to just kind of let this. Ultimately, you either get there fast, which is the bottom, whatever that is, or you get there slow. And I think we're at the point where we've got to start asking ourselves as a country, should we try to get there fast, kind of cleanse the system, and then, you know, have a foundation in which to build on? Obviously, no politician in either party wants to do that, because that's not very palatable to the public. But that's, you know, I'm sorry to say, I think that's the reality.
Doug Adler's with Raymond James in East Lansing. Thanks so much, Doug.
Tony, my pleasure.